The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, announcing yesterday afternoon that he'll start having public hearings in his impeachment inquiry next week. Joining me for a few minutes this morning from the 5th Congressional District of South Carolina, Congressman Ralph Norman. Congressman, always good to have you. How are you this morning?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. So your Democrat colleagues, they've decided to come out of the Capitol basement and let the American people see and hear what they're up to. First, does it matter now, Congressman? I mean, after weeks of these secret meetings, do you believe the American people are ever going to trust the process?
You know, that's a very good question. Yes, I hope they will, because we stopped it. It was late. It was not until we stormed the basement, the third floor of our nation's Capitol, that they finally realized that this may look bad and they should do something and open it up to the American public. You know, if it's so bad on the president, why wouldn't they want it everywhere? But it's a process. It's a sham. No president should have to go through this.
Yeah.
And interestingly, Nancy Pelosi said, one, she wouldn't bring the impeachment unless it was bipartisan. She got zero votes on the Republican side and two defectors on her side. And secondly, she said, refer to the Constitution. Well, if a president's going to be impeached, you have to find high crimes and misdemeanors and treason. Very simple. And it's I think they're scared of, they want to invalidate the election of 2016 for Donald Trump. And they want to keep the narrative going with a media that, other than Fox, that carries it for him, that he's done something wrong, which he has not. So I hope they see through it, and I think the polls will turn against them as people realize what's going on.
Yeah. We're told next week we're going to hear from Ambassador William Taylor, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent, and former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. Now, let's get to the former ambassador. She's been very critical, of course, of being recalled. Don't you think she should understand that she served at the pleasure of the president and that ambassadors, I mean, it's my understanding that ambassadors can be recalled any time because they work for the president, right?
You're spot on. They serve at the pleasure of the president, any president. And they're trying to make it's a smoke and mirrors type process, Joey. It really is. And, yeah, I mean, she's serves at the whim of the president. He can fire it for any reason. He can bring others in. And, you know, all this is these people, they're calling up Taylor, the colonel they called up, are expressing their opinions. Well, you know, if you're going to express your opinion, that's one thing, but you need facts, and
right,
they don't have it. And that's
right,
what this Adam Schiff and others are saying. And by the way, they really don't want the whistleblower out now because it didn't expect the president to release the transcripts.
Yeah.
So it's a sham.
Well, and speaking of the whistleblower, Congressman, and with me this morning, Congressman Ralph Norman, we've had a lot of talk this morning about the whistleblower, and my listeners, we had a caller earlier this morning who pointed out to us, and he's in the construction trade, and he sent us to a website, and Tommy and I, we looked on OSHA's website. And I want to read to you. This is on OSHA. When you go to OSHA's website, it's very prominently displayed, and it says, a whistleblower complaint filed with OSHA cannot be filed anonymously. That's in bold. It says, if OSHA proceeds with an investigation, OSHA will notify your employer of your complaint and provide the employer with an opportunity to respond. At any level of our government, of businesses, you know, the whistleblower status, it doesn't guarantee your anonymity. it just guarantees that there's not going to be retaliation, that you're going to lose your job because of it. So why should it be any different at the highest level of our government?
Well, it shouldn't be, and the hypocrisy of it is when Adam Schiff and Pelosi said that he was scared for his life. I mean, anybody, if I steal a loaf of bread from a supermarket, you've got a right to face your accuser. And when you're talking about impeaching and removing from office the most powerful man in the world, and the president of the United States, he has a right to face his accuser. And that's the hypocrisy of all of this. And again, they don't want it out because, you know, if you remember, Adam Schiff said 8 different times that the president asked for to dig up dirt on the Biden family. He didn't do it. Read the transcript. It's very easy to read. And all this is just trying to convince American people that instead of voting, they want to take away that right and make it so bad that they put him out. And they know they can't beat him at the polls, and that's why they're doing it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Congressman, of course, this has pretty much just this whole circus charade that we're witnessing from the Democrats. It's really affected what you guys are able to accomplish in our nation's capital. Monday is Veterans Day, and so timely. You're still trying to go about your job and do what the people of the 5th District of South Carolina sent you there to do. You recently introduced H.R. 4858, titled Ensuring Quality Care for Our Veterans Act. You're trying to get something done. Talk with us a minute about what you're trying to accomplish with this bill.
Yeah, 4858 is a bill that is, if a veteran goes to the VA and is found out that the practitioner, the doctor who saw him, did not either was disbarred or had some issue with his license, that's reviewed by an outside panel, non-government provider. And it's just ensuring that the veteran gets quality care, because a lot of times they don't. And this is one of the best bills that hopefully we're going to get bipartisan support on. And it was co-sponsored by Senator Coons and Senator Grassley and I think Bozeman in the Senate. And so it should be nonpartisan. But our veterans, and I think both sides agree that we've got a long way to go to correct something that should have been corrected a long time ago, along with repealing the widow's tax. That's the most unfair bill unfair tax I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The widow
gets
your benefits taken away from her. But I hope that 4858 will go through. But you're right. All the committees are tied up in these useless secret testimonies, which now will be public. There's so many other things we can do along with the veterans. I mean, we ought to be passing something with health care, lowering drug prices, the repeal of the NAFTA, and we're not doing anything. We don't even have a budget, and the American people deserve better than this.
Well, it's just, you know, from the outside looking in, Congressman, it looks like just a lot of wasted time.
None of us deserve a paycheck. I'll be honest with you, the public is not getting their money's worth, and I say that because we're not.
Yeah.
They care nothing about the power is what's motivating them. And I tell you another thing, Joey, I think they're scared of the Durham's report, the IG's report, which is going to bring criminal charges against people that have done wrong. And I think once somebody's handcuffed and goes to jail, which, you know, I think is a very likely possibility, because it wouldn't make it criminal unless they knew there was something there. And I guess for the next 12 months, we're going to just be doing, you know, they're going to be trying their best since they've got the gavel to impeach him.
Well, and Congressman, that's why I just keep talking to my listeners every single day. It just reminds us that we have to hunker down. We've got to work harder going into 2020 so that we regain control of the U.S. House so that you guys can get something done and reelect the president.
Well, that's exactly right. If they accomplish what they want, which the Democrats, they unseat this man, we've got the best economy, we've got the lowest unemployment, we've got people that have put in paychecks that allow them to raise their families. If that's disrupted, it's going to be a tragedy, and we can't let them do it because they should not succeed at this, because it's just not right.
Yep.
And you're right. Very simply, it's time to fight.
Yep. Yep. Congressman Ralph Norman, always good to have you. Have a wonderful day, and I hope to hear from you again soon.
Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate what you do.
Sure thing.